If Davy Byrne starts running, lads, with the ball, there's absolutely no chance of me catching him. I don't think if I drove a Fiesta after him, I'd catch him.
Football Pod with Paddy and Andy. Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
Well, Vinny, we've seen some things in football, but the Liverpool goalkeeper scoring in the final minute of injury time to keep alive their Champions League hopes. God bless Alisson.
Yeah, what an amazing moment. And I think, I just hope it means so much come the end of the season. And now Liverpool do end up in the Champions League because that was one of the great moments in Premier League football history, I think, potentially. Albeit, ironically, it's a scrap for fourth place. But it was just a brilliant moment, and especially with what's gone on this year. Alisson has lost his father, very spiritual guy. He speaks about Brazil and what's happened in that country. And for him to come up and make such a big moment. And it wasn't just that, there was also quality to the header. His technique was brilliant. What an amazing moment. And when you see Jurgen Klopp shocked at the end of it and didn't overreact because I think he was taken back, that tells you everything. Just an amazing finish to a game of football, and it makes you realize why you love the game, because when moments like that come, and they don't come that often, it just takes your breath away.
And so unexpected, and I'm sure there are supporters of other clubs who will have moments of this season that they will remember for a long time, but it's been such a strange season because of the lack of fans, because the title and relegation has been done so early. That moment, as you say, it feels as though in 10, 20 years' time, is one that people are still going to be talking about.
Yeah, it was like what the FA Cup final gave us yesterday, it gave us an insight into what football was like before we lost all the fans. It was brilliant, it was great spectacle, all of that stuff. But what happened there happened without fans, and it was still in a magic moment. And I even myself got a huge energy boost out of it. It was a massive moment. Yes, I grew up a Liverpool fan, but I've become neutralised in that sense in terms of football. But that was an amazing moment in football. And there's so much at stake as well for it to happen. And I just think it's just a brilliant moment in football and in life. I think so many people get such a huge boost out of what happened in what's been a difficult year. What a magic moment.
We played Alisson's interview afterwards as well, and it was hard not to be emotional watching how emotional he was. And it was a reminder as well that footballers are human, that Alisson's father died in the last couple of months back in Brazil in terribly tragic circumstances. He wasn't able to go home for the funeral. That they are here entertaining us, but actually are going through the same things that so many people have gone through over the last 15 months.
Yeah, that the interview really touched a nerve with me, because we live in a world now where everything is instant and people comment on each other and comment on if Alisson had made a mistake, he gets criticised and he paid the big dollars for all of that stuff. But these are real people, like to lose your father for, and as I said, someone so spiritual, to see, I'm sure, friends and family back in Brazil were affected by COVID, not being able to fly home and see your family, all of that stuff. And you see, he mentioned he's kept himself out of the press. And you get people would have been critical of that at times. I want to do an interview with Alisson. Why isn't he available, et cetera, et cetera. Or he probably walked past some press people. So you've seen a real insight into someone's life and what football means to them. So it's, as I said, it's a special moment for him. He just comes across as a great guy as well. And you think it probably couldn't happen to a nicer fella, to be fair to him. Just a great person, and he comes across a great person. We don't obviously know him, but I mean, a special moment for him and his life. And you could see the tears in his eyes, and he looked up to heaven to his father, and he said God had put his hand on his head and helped him do that. And that is his beliefs, and fair play to him. He deserved that moment today. It's very special.
It's hard not to look back on the game and go with scoreboard journalism and say Liverpool now kick on and qualify for the Champions League, because for the previous 5 minutes we were saying this game and result at 1-1 would sum up Liverpool's season, where sloppy at the back, obviously missing a lot of defenders, but just all over the place at times defensively, and so careless in front of goals. For 89, that was Liverpool being Liverpool that we've seen all season.
Yeah, there's a train of thought, and I have it. I think Klopp can get Liverpool back to their very best next season, but they're going to have to inject something into that, whether that's new players or different things. And I do think that, but at the same time, there was flaws in that performance. You said about the two centre-halves were very vulnerable to everything, balls up, all etc. But you look at Firmino's chance early on, and it's like almost like a training exercise where he's trying to bend it into the corner, as opposed to just putting them chances away. And they haven't taken their chances, and as a result, they've put themselves under pressure to defend, and they're obviously not good enough at the moment to defend. And then a couple of times, I'm reluctant to be critical of Klopp, but I felt he got the changes wrong. Shaqiri is not a Liverpool player in my eyes, and when he came on, it took away from what you were doing well at, and he stopped creating chances when he came on, ironically. And that was for me a tactical error at the time.
Is that a flaw in Klopp? Because that seems to happen on a regular basis. He loves to make changes in midfield, and at times you've seen Wijnaldum come off and Curtis Jones come on for the last 20 minutes, and as you say, all the momentum is just lost.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say it's a flaw in his. At times I can understand Curtis Jones coming on because he does a goal threaten him, and you would think there isn't Shaqiri. But what happened was they changed the way they were playing. They went from the 4-3-3 to basically 4-2-4 with Shaqiri up front. But the biggest threat, and for 70 minutes, Trent Alexander was world class. He was Liverpool's biggest threat. He was the one going to cause something. What was happening on the opposite side with Curtis Jones wasn't creating enough. So the natural replacement for me was Wijnaldum. He tried to get in behind a couple of times, etc. But once he brought Shaqiri on, then there was no space for Trent Alexander to cause problems. And it just became dull. Didn't look like you were going to create a lot. Albeit then when Wijnaldum came on, that was a good change. And he should have scored as well with a side foot finish from a lovely layoff from Salah. So, look, it's hard to be critical. Jurgen Klopp, he's done an amazing job at Liverpool. I just think tactically this year, there's been mistakes and they were found out today.
Why are they missing so many chances?
Listen, in football, you talk about big moments change everything. A lot of people don't remember the great moment against Everton where the ball hits the crossbar and in the 94th minute and Origi heads it in from a yard. They just think Liverpool won the league last year and they dominate and beat teams. Football has changed on big moments over the years. There's so many little moments. And I just think Firmino up front hasn't been good enough, and Mane doesn't look happy in the club. And the two of them have, Salah has carried them for goals. He may have not played well, but he's 22 goals. He looks like he probably, I think, with the teams they have to play over what Spurs have to play, he probably end up top scorer in the league this year. He's carried them with goals. And I don't think, in fairness, both fullbacks have been off a little bit. They're generally create chances, albeit Trent has been brilliant since he was left out of Liverpool. They create chances for them. So I think it's a whole combination of things. And then as a team, you're always wondered, are your team going to concede? And with the loss of the two centre-halves, they've just looked vulnerable in behind. So there's just a lack of confidence running right through the middle of the team.
Sam Allardyce will have plenty of reason to be peeved with the refereeing decision twice. The way the camera was going, we didn't see initially what had happened for Liverpool's first goal, and we were confused as to why. It was a free kick that they took quickly that seemed fine, but then actually it was a drop ball that they just allowed Liverpool to take, and it ends up in a goal. And then the second one is given as offside for a player being in front of the goalkeeper. Both of those wrong decisions?
Yeah, I think the free kick for Liverpool, which allowed Fabinho take it quick to Firmino, and then Liverpool gone, was wrong decision. Fabinho ran into the back of the referee and he seemed to blow the whistle. And
it's a hot ball.
It's a hot ball, and it's just mad stuff, and it just doesn't make sense unless we've missed something. I don't think we have. And then the header for the goal is just, there's nothing wrong with it. He's about 4 yards, maybe 3 yards in front of Alisson. Yes, he's blocking his view, but he's not interfering in that sense. And it's people in Stockley Park making football decisions who've never played football before. That's not interfering with the goalkeeper,
is it not? Because if he's standing right in front of him, if that's not, could you not put a player in front of the goalkeeper all the time?
Yeah, but I would agree with that if he was a half a yard in front of him, a yard. He's 3-4 yards in front of him. And where else is he meant to be? He's entitled to be in that area. And to be fair, the header is going towards the corner. It's not going straight at him, wherever it went straight over that player's head. So there's enough space, I feel, between the attacker and the header for Alisson to see the ball. So I think it's a massive mistake. And I think Allardyce will not be happy with the two key decisions. But in football, you've got to take your luck. Big moments and things swung. And we said it in commentary at the time. This is now, Liverpool have got away with one. Go and capitalise on it. Didn't think they would, but they certainly did.
Mm. In terms of where Liverpool go next season, we'll be able to have a conversation far better in a week's time.
Yeah.
If they're in the Champions League, they're probably in a position they can sign who they want. If they miss out, maybe they have to rethink things. How they get through the next week, a lot is going to depend on the defence of Nat Phillips and of Reece Williams, who were all over the shop today. Yeah. I know Klopp has been talking up Phillips in particular over the last few weeks. This is going to be helter-skelter stuff, you feel?
Yeah, I thought Phillips has been excellent for them, and I thought it was a mistake to leave him out of the team. And for what he lost out, Fabinho in midfield, he should have left Phillips into the team. I think that was a mistake. But the combination of him and Williams hasn't worked today. But to be fair, they played against Manchester United on Thursday and were very good. And that's what you get with young players. You get inconsistency. They could be the best two players on the pitch against Burnley. But they'll have to work cut out, that's for sure, with Burnley's front two. So it is a concern. It is something they'll have to look at. But I don't think he can afford to put Fabinho back in there. Maybe if Quebec gets available, him and Phillips seem to have formed a good partnership. But there will be concern. Liverpool aren't over the line after today's result. And ultimately, that's what the concern is. That big moment might be lost because they failed to finish the job in the next two games. Big concern for Klopp in terms of centre-half.
It feels almost impossible to predict what's going to happen over the next 7 days. Chelsea-Leicester is the crucial game. And depending on what happens there, we could be going into the final day where Leicester-Spurs is absolutely massive. Or if Leicester were to win on Tuesday, they're guaranteed of a top four. And suddenly Chelsea could find themselves right on the back foot.
Yeah, I think it's a strange one. I think if Liverpool, thinking about it, if Liverpool would probably prefer Leicester to beat Chelsea. Because that means then
it's totally in their own hands.
It's totally in their own hands as opposed to relying on goal difference. So they probably prefer that result. But Tuchel has his job in his hands. He's a Champions League final to prepare for, and it hasn't been good from them for the last few games. So they'll be right at it, and they'll really need to get that result to go their way. So really interesting week ahead. All Liverpool can do is now prepare for Burnley, which is a massively difficult game. Again, you've seen it with West Brom today. There's no pressure on them. They were not gung-ho, but they weren't afraid to throw bodies forward on that counter-attack. And Burnley will be, Deutsch will enjoy. They had a little altercation in the tunnel earlier on in the season. So Deutsch will look forward to upset Klopp. That's what you do, a manager at that level. You always feel of something to prove against this guy.
Go on, put your head on the line then. Who's going to finish third and fourth?
I think after today's moment, I'd be shocked if Liverpool now don't end up in fourth and or third at least. And it's so difficult to call that Leicester game. Do Leicester recover after the FA Cup final and get the house in order? They've got two difficult games, Chelsea and Spurs. So difficult to predict, but I would say Leicester and Liverpool.
Great stuff, Finny.
Cheers, thank you.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.